Delegates, can we take our seats, please, so that we may be able to finalize business for the day. Ladies and gentlemen, distinguished delegates, we are back on agenda item 9. On animal feeding. And the purpose of coming back is to offer clarification so that we all know exactly what we have agreed on as the Commission. There has been a document that has been circulated. And we agreed that you'll be given time to look at it so that you know exactly what we are adopting and proposing. I'm not reopening the discussion. I'm only saying that this is the document that the time-limited task force will use as a guide to accomplish the two items that were referred to us by the last commission. The two items are as specified in the document, and the reference has also been given as a footnote. So the two items were obtained directly from the document of, from the report of the working group. In that document, which is Circular Letter 2010/8CAC. I hope that is very clear to this commission. So as I said, the purpose was to provide clarity on the way forward. I see the flags of Panama and Morocco. Please don't reopen the discussion. Panama, please.
Thank you very much, Chairman. Panama, given the major importance of this problem and the strategic location of our country, would like to at least co-host a meeting, or those that will be necessary, of the task force on animal feed. And we hope that this will encourage and enhance the participation of developing countries. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Panama. We cannot decide this year at the Commission, but we shall note that you have offered to host a meeting if it's decided to hold it elsewhere. Thank you, Panama. Morocco, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm still waiting to take the floor for point 12 of the agenda. You tell me when I can take the floor. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Morocco. You will be told when that comes up. I see the flags of Switzerland, but first the United States. United States, please.
Thank you, Chair. I do want to clarify. The document that we passed out to each of the delegates, or at least each of the desks, is titled U.S. Proposed Terms of Reference, is in fact our proposal for the task force. We proposed, in a spirit of compromise, the task force with these terms of reference. So I want to make sure that that is clear, that that is what our proposal is.
Also.
And I would just add that to note that we have taken verbatim the language from the report of the Electronic Working Group and used that for the terms of reference so that it is clear what they are. Thank you.
Thank you, United States. I think that's very clear that that's the basis of our decision, and we thank you for availing this document to all members. Switzerland, please.
Thank you very much, Chairman. We're just reacting following the intervention made by Panama, and we would like to refer to the intervention that we made this morning, stating that already there were several other countries that had approached us, and we had said we had taken note of these. So in our view, we cannot, at this moment, as we said this morning, we cannot make any formal commitment to hold a session in any country. And certainly Panama has expressed their interest, but there are other countries that approached us already yesterday. So I just wanted to react so that Panama does not get the impression that they are the only ones who are interested in hosting a session. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Switzerland, for that clarification. I don't see any more flags. I want to thank you very much for moving this codex work forward, the spirit of compromise, the spirit of flexibility is what we need to move this work forward. So thank you very much. So that concludes agenda item 9. And that concludes my being in this chair. Thank you very much.